Next is a progress note from Marcella Weber, W-E-B-E-R, Marcella, M-A-R-C-E-L-L-A. Place was Covenant, Glenn, and Franklin. The date was June 27, 2022. New paragraph, Ms. Weber was seen regarding stroke history with left side weakness, and she's now become a hospice patient, period. She's also seen regarding core intake, comma, depression, comma. Malleolar ulcer, etc. The paragraph history. Mrs. Weber has poverty of speech, period. They were cleaning her up as she had an incontinence episode when I was seeing her, period. She does have significant nausea and is on 4-chlorpyrazine every 6 hours as needed, period. He's had, I believe, 2 strokes recently resulting in left side weakness, period. The focus now is comfort, and she is a hospice patient, period. She continues on Prozac 20 milligrams daily for depression and morphine if needed for pain, period. She has gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis, period. She's tolerating omeprazole 20 milligrams daily, period. If she gets to the point where she can't take her oral meds, that these will be changed, period. She's on hyoscyamine, 1 to 5 milligrams SLPRN for secretions, period. Her, she didn't eat breakfast this morning, though, period. She seems able to swallow a bit, period. She also has urinary incontinence, period. New paragraph review of systems. There's no evidence of pain, dyspnea, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. The pressure ulcer will be treated with by the hospice staff, and I believe they will use either Duoderm or a transparent dressing, period, or possibly 0-4, period. New paragraph examination. She was not acutely distressed. Temperature 97.6, pulse 74. Blood pressure 126 over 62. O2 saturation 95%. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation, period. Cardiovascular normal, so on as 2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft and untender. CNS is weaker on the left side, period. In paragraph assessment of plan 1, she has dementia, but at this point would not benefit from any cholinesterase inhibitors, period. 2, she has depression with anxiety and will continue fluoxetine 20 milligrams daily plus lorazepam 0.5 milligrams every 6 hours as needed, period. She can have morphine available for pain, period. 3, she has a stroke history and is on hospice for this, period. 4, she has osteoarthritis, and for pain she can use either acetaminophen if mild or morphine if severe, period. For hypertension, she's on metoprolol 12.5 milligrams BID, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.